Yeah, I am nervous. Holy Spirit, I need your help. Breathe life into your word. Speak to people. Open their ears, Lord. Jesus' name. Anybody here like a quiz? Yeah, I have a little quiz for you. You're going to hear some tunes and you're going to hear some voices. And let me see if you recognise and know who these people are. If you want, you can.
James Bond.
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together.
God sent into the world a unique person. Neither a philosopher nor a general. Important, there they are. But a saviour with the power to forgive.
Interesting. How many of those did you get right? All of them I heard over there. I have a question now for you. Do we know and do we recognise God's voice? Like we recognise those tunes and those voices. When Nigel asked me to preach, I agreed and then panicked. Lord, what are you saying? When the pressure's on, do we really hear the Lord? I'm going to take you to different scriptures, and you've probably heard these scriptures before, but I'm believing that the Lord's going to speak to each one of you in a different way. Anybody here really want to hear the Lord's voice more? Need to hear the Lord's voice more. Good. And somebody will be listening. So if we turn to Samuel chapter 3. Sorry, first of all, we're going to go to John chapter 10. And we all know this, I'm sure. We can all quote it. And we're going to start at verse 3. And it says, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The watchman opens the door for this man, and the sheep listen to his voice and heed it. And he calls his own by name and leads them out. When he has brought his own sheep outside, he walks on before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never on any account follow a stranger, but they will run away from him because they do not know the voice of strangers or recognize their call. I want you then to turn with me to Samuel Samuel chapter 3. Sorry, 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we're going to start at verse 4. Now, I'm sure you all know the story of Samuel. And he was brought up in the temple. And he sat under the priest Eli, the prophet. And he was training him. And we're going to start from verse 4. I want you to remember what we've just read. My sheep hear, they listen to my voice. They hear me and they follow me. When the Lord called Samuel, And he answered, "Here I am." He ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Eli said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I. You did call me." Eli answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel the third time, and he went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." You know, in the Oxford Dictionary, the word "listening" means to pay attention. We need to say that. "Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening to your voice." The more time that we spend with God, the more we're going to hear his voice. God is our shepherd and we are his sheep. He wants us to know his voice. Do you really believe that God loves you enough to die for you, but doesn't love you enough to talk to you? Spending time with him and in his word, being led by the Spirit, is one of the best privileges of the new covenant. When the pressure's on, can we really hear God's voice? I'm going back to John 10, and verse 5 says, "They will never on any account follow a stranger, but will run away from him because they do not know the voice of strangers or recognize their call." You know, I have a friend who, she's a lovely friend, and this is going back a couple of years ago, and she said to me, "You should be in our church, because if you were in our church, you'd be used for this and that and this and that." And I remember at the time, I wasn't doing much. I'd pulled out of doing drama and other things. And it was, you know, quite flattery for somebody to say, "You should be in our church," you know, as they want you. Everybody wants to be wanted. And I remember at the time thinking, "Should I? Should I, Lord? Should I be in that church?" And I never heard the Lord say to me at any point, "Leave where you are and go to that place." Never. And that voice would constantly, through my times of having issues with other people, and we all have issues with people, and we all have our own junk that people have issues with us. But I learned a huge lesson from this. In the time period that I stayed where I was, I pushed through those issues. And I became freer. And if I'd have left and moved on to that other church, because issues a lot of the time come through our own insecurities, then there would have been the same person, but a different face and a different voice. And I would have had the same thing to deal with. So I learned a real valuable lesson, that I never heard God's voice and I never went. And I'd say, I learned the lesson of pushing through issues. I learned the lesson of seeing why sometimes people behave the way they behave. And me also, my insecurities of pushing through them. Derek Prince says, "Hearing God's voice correctly is the key factor in achieving true spiritual success." Another example, there's many times God speaks in different ways. There's through dreams, visions, prophecies, even through an animal, through creation. But I really want to speak about his voice. People who heard his voice. Eli heard his voice. And I really encourage you to spend some time in the Word and look at those different people that did hear his voice and the situations that they were in where they needed to hear God's voice. And another example of a voice, it comes differently, is in Elijah 19. And if you don't know the story of this, Elijah was on the run from the evil queen, Jezebel, who ordered his death. The previous day, Elijah had made absolute fools of 450 prophets of Baal. And then personally slain every one of them. Suddenly, he allows himself to become so intimidated by the threats of this woman that he runs away in fear. Sorry, it's 1 Kings 19. So that's what happened to Elijah. And, you know, before he comes to the place where he is, he's been so worn out. He gets to the point where he actually is so low and so down. He's just had a major victory that he's actually feeling depressed and asking God to take his life. And, you know, I look back and sometimes it's like I can't hear God's voice when I'm really, really busy. I'm so busy and the voices of everything else seem to come in. And sometimes, you know, after it says the angel came and gave him food and he rested and then he was able to go back on his journey. And sometimes that's what we need. We need a good night's sleep and we need some food. And then he was able to hear from God. And it says from verse 11, and he said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and broke it in pieces and rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a sound of a gentle stillness and a still small voice. So God speaks to us in different ways. And it says, when Elijah heard the voice. So he heard the voice and it was a still small voice. I just want to share what Joyce Meyer says about this. She said, Elijah needed to hear from God. And thankfully, he had reigning ear toward God, even though his circumstances had frightened him. He had experienced tremendous victory, but afterward he ran for his life and hid in a cave and prayed to God to die. Knowing Elijah's need, God taught Elijah a wonderful lesson about what his voice sounds like. As Elijah waited on God, he demonstrated his power through wind, earthquake, and fire. But God was not in those things. Instead, he spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice and gave instructions for Elijah's next mission. I think that's really powerful, the fact that he gave instructions for his next mission. He could hear what God was telling them to do. Sometimes we have situations in our lives and we really don't know what to do. And we just need to get quiet and we just need to say, what are you saying, God? You know, if you're born again, if you're one of the sheep, then you have the right to hear the voice of God. If you're not born again, then I advise you to get born again and then you will hear his voice. God wants to train our ears to listen. And it doesn't happen overnight. When his voice came, faith comes. Hearing God builds our faith. In Mark 4, verse 9, Jesus said, having ears to hear, What does it mean to have ears to hear? It means an inner condition of the heart, a hearing heart. Sometimes we can't hear God's voice because of what's in our heart. I challenge you now. Is there anything in your heart that is separating you from God? Is there unforgiveness? Is there strife? I looked up the word strife, and it means conflict, arguing, discord, bad feelings. Is there resentment? Is there bitterness? Are you holding back in certain areas and not letting him know? All these put a wall up between you and God, and they will affect your ability to hear him. You need to repent and ask God to forgive you. In closing, it's no good for God to talk to me if I'm not going to be obedient to what he tells me to do. The more you know God, the more clearly you hear him. Can you hear his voice? And do you know his voice?